After Stephen had been put to death by the Sanhedrin, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and almost all the disciples were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. The apostles, however, stayed in the city in spite of the danger. Some devout men in Jerusalem buried Stephen and mourned for him. But Saul, the young man who had approved his death, did all he could to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison. The believers who left Jerusalem travelled everywhere, preaching the good news of salvation through faith in Christ. So instead of harming the church, the persecution made it spread. One of the seven men who had been appointed to help the needy was called Philip. He and Stephen had worked together. So when the believers left Jerusalem, Philip went to the city of Samaria and preached the gospel to the people. On hearing the message of salvation and seeing the miracles that he performed, the crowds paid close attention to what Philip said. The sick were healed, paralytics and cripples were able to walk, and evil spirits came out of many. So there was great joy in the city. Now for some time a man named Simon had practiced sorcery there and had amazed all the people of Samaria. Simon boasted that he was someone great, and people from all classes of society gave him their attention. "He is that power of God known as the Great Power," they said. They followed him because he had astonished them for a long time with his magic, and everyone held him in high esteem. But when Philip arrived and began to preach the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they accepted the gospel message and were baptized. Even Simon was baptized. From then on, he stayed close to Philip and was amazed on seeing the great miracles that were being performed. The apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, and they sent Peter and John there. On arrival, they saw that believers had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, but that the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon them. So they prayed and laid their hands on them, and they all received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me this power too, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." On hearing these words, Peter was very indignant. Answering severely, he replied, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God." Then Peter exhorted him to repent so that he might be forgiven. "Repent of this wickedness," he said, "and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive you for having had such a thought, for I see that you are full of bitter envy and are a captive to sin." Greatly alarmed by these words, Simon said to Peter and John, "Please, will you pray to the Lord for me, so that nothing you have said may happen to me?" This answer gave no indication of true repentance of sin, but only fear of the consequences. Simon did not express regret for his attitude, nor did he ask for a change of heart. He did not even say he would pray to God himself in order to be forgiven. Next episode, Philip and the Ethiopian.